So, Annette, why are you calling the event Mythbusters?
Yes, good question. I think this even speaks to my own experience recently where I came into the new year needing a new car. And I was definitely one of the people in the group that was going, I've heard a lot of things telling me that the market isn't really ready yet for electric vehicles in Australia. And so I was thinking I would go as a stepping stone to hybrid and maybe jump to an electric vehicle in 10 years' time. But then I had friends who said that they loved their electric vehicles, which made me go and have more of a look.
Well, one thing a lot of people said about, and they still say about EVs, is I'm not going to get one until I know that I can charge it and do a long trip.
Yes. So I think some of the misinformation that led to being called Mythbusters is due to old information because battery technology is moving so quickly. So I brought quite a very reasonably priced car and I have 400 kilometres range on it. So I can go to Albury, I can go to Warrnambool and I can go to Bendigo and back without having to worry about recharging. So you can now go quite decent distances. And with the more expensive cars, they're up to 700 kilometres in range. So the range issue is becoming far less of an issue. And there's more and more chargers out there. There's an app called PlugShare. When I look at that, I have 12 chargers within 5 kilometres of my home. So I can charge at home, but it's also not as big a deal as I thought it would be.
And that range of 400, that probably gets you pretty much round town as much as you need to do.
Yeah, apparently the average distance is about 33 kilometres per day. So even with charging times at home, a lot of misinformation about it taking too long to charge. That's if you're doing a full 400 kilometres, you plug it in at night and then you unplug in the morning and it will be fully charged. But when you've only done 33 kilometres, it's just an hour or two and then you just unplug it before you go to bed.
Have you got solar panels?
I do. I do.
So what's the relationship in the way that you work charging your car?
Well, it's actually more tend to do it at night because it does draw down a lot of power. So you want to do it when the grid rates are low. And then it doesn't cost you much at all.
Oh, so you're not charging from your own solar panels. You're charging still from the grid.
Yes, the solar isn't enough really to do.
Because you'd need to charge it during the day, wouldn't you, if you were using the solar?
Yes. So certainly the solar helps, but I think that electric vehicles do need a lot more power. So if you've got a home battery, that of course is a big benefit. But if you do it at night, then the grid rates are usually, if you're on the right plan, you're not paying an exorbitant amount.
Do you know what it costs you to charge your car overnight?
I have heard that it can cost you, this is just from anecdotal from a friend, it's only $4. So it's not a lot, but I haven't tested that theory myself because I only just bought mine 2 months ago.
I'm in an energy savers group and I know there are people who've got all sorts of devices to read. They monitor their solar and their batteries constantly and they know exactly what they're spending, how much power they're getting, what they're selling and so on.
Yep.
Okay, it's a real hobby, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. So what sort of EV did you get?
I got a GWM Aura Lux, which it's advertised. So it's driveway advertised price before you start negotiating is $35,000. And that was a major penny dropping, myth busting moment for me. And it's quite cute, which suited me. And it's got a great layout inside for your coffee and everything else. I have a little dog, so he needs to get his feet up on the armrest and his nose out the window. So it really suited me. And I thought there was more choice than I thought there would be. I thought that there was very few models, but I actually really happy with what I had to choose from.
Yeah, so I didn't look into EVs when I bought a hybrid. And I quite like the hybrid because I find it's got the power I want. It's got, I quite like it. But I didn't know that it was so cheap to charge.
Yes. And if you need a public charger, because not everybody can plug in at home, but not everyone has a petrol pump at home, right? So you go out and you charge up. That costs me, because I have tried it, it costs me for a full charge about $20. And my old car, combustion engine, cost me about $100. And that was before what's just happened with the Middle East. So there is massive saving. You do need more time. It takes about half an hour. So I go to a charger where I can take the dog for a walk, or I've got to do a bit of shopping, or I can have a coffee. And in return, I save a lot of money.
Oh, so, you're building it into your lifestyle, which makes good sense.
Yes, yes.
So is this the kind of conversation people will be having at the BCAG event on the 23rd?
Yes, and I think what we're trying to do is to be very balanced and give people the facts and just educate people so they can make their own minds up on what is right for them. So it's not a rah-rah session about EVs. It's just myth-busting and giving people the information so that they can make the right decision for themselves.
So is it a lineup of speakers, or is it more an informal chit-chat event where people can mingle around?
No, the way we've decided to do it is we'll have two experts. Bryce Gatton is a spokesperson for the Climate Council of Australia, science, environmental and electrician teacher. He writes fact sheets for EVs, and so he's very used to doing this. And we have a charging expert who's been a Sparky for 10 years working in the area of chargers. And then we've just got someone who has owned an EV for a couple of years, drives around regional Victoria and can give you the real person's on the ground view. And then we're going to have 30 minutes of question time, because we do feel that people should be able to get the information they need. So we really wanted to deliberately put in a lot of time.
Because sometimes you learn so much by what other people ask.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it starts at 6.
Yes.
But you're not talking at 6.
No. We're going to have a number of cars on display. So we'll have high-end, very cute cars. We're hoping to get Porsche. We believe they're coming. But we also wanted some SUVs, because we know that's a big segment in the market. And then we wanted to have a couple of cheap cars, because we know people think they're all expensive. So we wanted them to see how good these cheap cars are. And then at 7, the speakers will start and they will talk till 8:30.
I know one of the issues when I was wanting an electric car was that you really couldn't get the range of models in Australia.
Yeah.
It wasn't profitable enough for all the car companies to bring their models into Australia.
Yeah.
And I was particularly wanting a German car. And the range just wasn't available, so I ended up getting Japanese.
Yes, right. Right. So I know with the lady speaking, Liz McConnell, she's got an MG and she loves it, loves it. And she's the one that's been driving around regional Victoria for 2 years in her EV. So it is improving a lot every year, which is why I think there is a lot of misinformation out there, because it is stepping up so quickly.
Now, this is at Brighton Town Hall. Where are you going to put the cars?
There's actually a road in front of the main entrance that goes for quite a long way.
And under the archway?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So it's a private road?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. We have to unlock some bollards to get them in there. Yes.
Okay. So that's the 23rd of April, 6 o'clock for looking at the cars. And then what time do the speakers start?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and then it runs till 8:30.
Yes.
Brighton Town Hall, it's called EV Mythbusters.
That's right.
And it's run by the
Bayside Climate Crisis Action Group.
Great. Annette, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. You're very welcome. Annette Benger from the Bayside Climate Crisis Action Group, locally known as BCAG.